Iran's ambassador to the UN condemns Israel's threats against its country as a blatant violation of international law. In a letter to the UN chief, Mohammad Khazai says Tel Aviv's threats are endangering regional peace and security. He also says Iran will give a crushing response to any Israeli aggression. A 12-year-old Afghan boy loses his life during a night raid operation by U.S.-led foreign forces. The victim was killed in the eastern Nangarhar province. Three other locals were also kidnapped during the attack. The raid comes just 2 days after a similar assault in Helmand province left three people dead. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, OSCE, says there are real concerns about this year's presidential election in the United States. The election observing group says some voters were listed on multiple electoral lists in different states. It has also questioned the transparency of campaign financing and recount procedures. Iran's president slams the U.S. electoral system following the re-election of President Barack Obama. Addressing the opening of the Bali Democracy Forum in Indonesia, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said elections should be the manifestation of people's will, but in the U.S., the presidential vote is a, quote, battleground for capitalists. China's president calls on the ruling Communist Party to step up political reforms. Hu Jintao has warned that the party will collapse if it fails to tackle corruption. He made the comments at the opening of a week-long party congress. Vice President Xi Jinping will assume the party's leadership during the gathering. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has urged British Prime Minister David Cameron not to turn its back on Europe. The two leaders met in London to try to resolve differences over the EU's 1 trillion euro budget. Cameron has threatened to veto the budget if it includes increases in spending. A search operation is underway for 50 people who went missing after their boat overturned off Bangladesh. The vessel was carrying 110 passengers, most of them Rohingya Muslims. Rescuers have so far pulled about 60 people out of the water. The Rohingyas were fleeing state-backed violence against them in Myanmar. Powerful earthquake strikes off the coast of Guatemala near southern Mexico. The 7.4 magnitude quake was centered about 50 kilometers off the Guatemalan town of Champerico. Reports say dozens of people have died and a tsunami alert has been issued as a precautionary measure.